So because of all the community work and the relationship that I had with the chief of police, you know, now the city is realizing, like, wait a minute, this girl is making some stuff happen. Like, we're seeing some positive things. So they were calling me, like, back to back, like, he'd be on the strategic planning board for economic development and different little things. Like, let's just not use me to be like a solid voice.
You need to vote at the table to help make some change out here.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And they know that I'm qualified. Like, they know that I am that bridge. I really feel like because of what's happening in Burlington and that racial divide that's been there for generations, I think that more we need now a person of color.
Big time.
That the community trust.
I was about to go there. Because I looked at that board, I saw one color. And I saw a bunch of old people.
You are now tuned into the Experience, the Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle. Find out what's happening right now. Came from the bottom, still reaching the highest point. No, we won't pipe down.
We are the truth. We are the cool. We are the culture. The Highest Point Lifestyle.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is a podcast for everyone, no matter where you're from, no matter what you've been through. You know you deserve the best and willing to put in work for progress to reach the highest point. Today we have a very, very special event today. Broadcasting live for a very special occasion, very special reason for a very special person. We got Miss Dawana Bigelow on the line right now. What's happening with you?
Good evening. Thank you. I'm humbled. I'm happy. I'm thinking about the beginnings of where you and I started from. We met at Citibank.
Right.
Probably about 10 or more years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was an honor to still have that friendship and to still have your support. And you know you have mine. So I'm just, God does things for a reason. And here we go again.
Absolutely. Here we go again. I mean, and I know you always been such a genuine cool person. So when I saw that you was running for city council, I was like, yeah, that's it. That makes sense right there. You know what I mean? So
it did not to me. I'm gonna be honest with you. It did not.
It didn't to you. Well, sometimes you know, God just brings us to our calling, you know? And
absolutely.
I really feel like that's a calling for you. So yeah, super double salute to you there.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, running for city council, a lot of us don't know exactly what that is. So I want to get some information from you, give us some details about, you know, what are the duties of a city council?
The main duties is making sure the city runs correctly. You know, they do all the planning, the roads, your water, your land. They control everything. You know, we just had this Maple Avenue project that we was very, very excited about. It's been going on for years. They were thinking about coming in and fixing it up. That road runs straight to downtown Burlington, straight to the police station and all the downtown municipal areas. Mm. And it's a lot of trouble right there. And that area used to be a really good, great source for businesses and for shoppers, those who wanted to shop. I don't know if you remember the BMOC back in the day.
What?
Burlington Mall Outlet.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Remember, used to have all the stores, what, Liz Claiborne, Bugle Boy. I mean, everything was over there. And that was the place to be on the weekends, where now it's dead, you know? The buildings are there, but everybody has moved more towards the university and towards West Burlington. So that area is going down fast. But they just decided that they just voted against it. So things like fixing up the areas, the roadways, when issues are going with traffic, you know, those are the people that you contact about your concerns. Like, I have a lady right now that they do have the buses now, which is very new for us. I think it's been a few years, but she was telling me, like, hey, when I go, I'm on the senior citizen bus, and I have to wait for them. And I'm glad I have a bus now, but we're waiting in the rain. Because there's no hanging
for
them to stand under. So simple things like that, that's what the city council actually handles, and probably much more.
Absolutely. Makes sense.
The whole budget, all the money. They handle all the money for Burlington.
Right. Yeah. And that's so important for people to know because, you know, to be quite honest, I'm just now realizing the importance of, you know, voting locally. Myself, like, you know, city council, that's the things that directly impacts the residents of Burlington, you know,
absolutely
more so than voting for Senate, more so voting for president mm-hmm. and so on. It's like, that's mm-hmm. what really, really counts, you know?
Those are who you call day to day when you have your issues with your trash, mm-hmm. You know, people not stopping at the stop sign, or you feel like the road is too congested. Right. Those are the ones you call, you know, when we have issues with your children, you're calling your local officials. You're not calling to the White House.
Right.
Which,
right.
you know, the federal stuff is very, very important, but we have to also understand that the local elections actually affect everything we do day to day. What's happening in our neighborhood, what's coming to our community,
right.
Working on things that need to be fixed, improvement, all of that, you know, is from the local elections. And I think one thing that we've learned in 2020, I can admit, I became really into the local elections when I was asked to run, well, to campaign for Kendall McBroom.
Okay.
A young Black candidate was running for city council, had just graduated from Duke. I had mm-hmm. no clue of who he was, but I was asked, you know, could I use my platform
right.
to actually help, you know, to help this brother. And I agreed. And then I began to learn so much through that time. And I also know that because of, you know, the mistrust of democracy, a right, lot of right. us don't even try
right.
to figure out the rest of it. It's like, as long as we go and vote for the presidential, you mm-hmm. know, because we already yeah. have that lack of faith.
Exactly.
In our democracy. So I just think local stuff, man, it's been getting, that is the stuff, like those are the issues, policing.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, that was real big last year. Policing, yeah. your city council controls all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, definitely appreciate that insight. It's definitely need to be known. And not alone that, what, just to get to know a little bit more about you, because it's important for people to know who they're voting for. What prompted your desire to run for council?
I think it is after like 7 or 8 years from being in the community
mm-hmm.
and a calling, you know, it just started out with, you know, something is wrong and everybody keeps talking about it. And you know how we are, Matt, we got to make something happen. If this is right. an issue, you know, I just became the one that just acted on those issues that we had.
Right.
Which led me to doing more and more community work. Just extending my heart to the residents and my friends and the community members, getting to know them, learning what their issue was, trying to use some of my talents to actually fix that. If I had that connection, and they just grew. And then last year, I was actually approached with the idea of running. You know, my mom was terminally ill at the time, so it was a hard decision. It took months to come to it. But the one thing that made me decide to go ahead and do this is the fact of, I think I've done all I can do from the ground.
Right.
I'm tired of having to, you know, go and always ask, you know, at their mercy of saying, you know, will you guys, you know, take a look at this and see if it'll work. Things that were right. very, very important, things that are passionate, things that have been ignored for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like being, now that I can be on the council and have a vote.
Right.
At least a vote in a public say so. If they do otherwise, that's on them. But the people need a voice. And yeah, that is what raising the platform is why I decided to go ahead and run for Burlington City Council.
Absolutely. And even just to piggyback on something you just said, you know, from the ground. Now, you know, I know you're running for city council now, but it, you know, a lot of times it's important for people to know what have you done even prior to that. So what have you already done for the city, and are you currently active in any initiative to support the residents of Burlington?
Absolutely. And that's always a weird question to me. I don't think it'll ever get any easier because it's, mm-hmm. you know, talking about yourself.
Right.
But I've had two nonprofits here actually in Burlington, Women Empowering Women. That was my first nonprofit. Through that mm-hmm. organization, we branched with the Cancer Center. We've done walks to support those who were financially in need of, you know, gas, medicine, and things of that nature. Mm. We have supported Thanksgiving drives. We have done Stop the Violence. We have really the biggest thing I think that stands out for the community on things that we have done, not just the providing Christmas. We have paid for funerals, you know, when somebody comes up short and they, you know, and you see or you read that, you know, they can't bury their loved one. Right. We have just jumped in and asked the community to step in. I think we have helped two families with two children. They were kids, maybe under 10, that passed away. And those mothers actually needed help burying them. So I think it's just that whole community feel is where I've been for the last 10 years. It's just, you know, doing the things that when you can't get the resource, somehow right. I became the resource, you know, when they couldn't get a resource, their last option. So, gosh, I can go on and on. Currently, I am working with the Alamance Partnership for Children. I have served as a board member for about 2 years now. I'm also the co-chair of the Community Police Advisory Board, which just recently established. I think it was in November, and they chose residents and leaders of Burlington to actually be on that board. It was decided by the city council, the police chief and the city manager. They took all the applications through, and it's my baby because I was actually involved in the process of creating that board due to all the things that was happening during the George Floyd timing of seeing this man murdered on video.
Right.
It still gives me like that little chill thing.
Right.
But after seeing that, I think at that point we all had had enough. And I think having that connection already with the chief of police in Burlington really helps bring attention.
Right.
You know,
right.
he had, at that point before George Floyd, he had already heard our cry. You know, he and I was already working together trying to bridge Burlington instead of it being a West Burlington and East Burlington. He and I had already been working for years trying to figure out a way to help policing and community. And just to understand his standpoint as a chief of police and a police background and then to understand the citizens and how we feel and how that, you know, trying to just figure those things out and bring them together and figure out how can we, you know, change some things. Him being honest.
Yeah,
and acknowledging that, yes, there are problems, Duana. So I think that helped us stand together last year when George Floyd was murdered. I had me and my friend Mon Holmes had the first rally, you know, that was standing against police brutality. And because of that relationship that I had with the city of Burlington and with our police chief, I think that's what made it so beautiful to stand together. He held the sign too. Like, yeah, you know, stop it, you know?
Yeah. You can be the voice for the people and then like also be like a bridge, that liaison to the police department as well to help bridge that gap. That's so important for the community.
It's a major issue. You know, it's a generational issue.
And yeah, it's been that way, right?
You know, cops and police and things. So I just really, after doing community work and just seeing him, seeing Jeff Smythe one day make a call for us to, you know, say something, do something when somebody, you know, young folks are being murdered. I think at that point in time when I met Jeff, it was 13, maybe.
Right.
Maybe. And two young African-American men had been killed in 1 week.
Yeah.
And I seen him make this call, you know, to leaders and to residents in the community, like, you know, this is not okay. Like, let's come together and let's make something happen. So that's what led me into that direction of the police and kind of, you know, God using me as a liaison. I had no intentions, never thought, even with community work, I never thought about going in that direction. But God took us there.
Yeah, that's what's up. You took that path. I see you navigating it well. When I asked, you know, what you've done for the city, I did not expect that long list. So that is what's up. Like,
so
I've seen
much.
A couple pictures, but I didn't know you was that involved. So that's what that's what the city needs. You got the pulse for the people. So
I'm the one they call too. I figured out, Matt. So because of all the community work and the relationship that I had with the chief of police, you know, now the city is realizing, like, wait a minute, this girl is making some stuff happen. Like, we're seeing some positive things.
Right.
We probably hadn't been this close to even acknowledging that there's a problem. And then people of color coming together with the police to try to even figure this thing out or even willing to hear the police. Absolutely. And I know that that's because of Jeff and our relationship and just kind of how we navigated things and how he kept his word. I kept my word. I showed up. He showed up.
Right.
And the city began to take notice of that. So they were calling me like back to back, like he'd be on the strategic planning board for economic development and different little things. I feel like they call me all the time. So that's another reason why, like, let's just not use me to be like a silent voice, you know? Right. At this point now, I'm tired of talking.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Big time.
I need
to vote at the table to help make some change out here.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And they know that I'm qualified. Like, they know that I am that bridge. I really feel like because of what's happening in Burlington and that racial divide that's been there for generations, I think that more we need now a person of color.
Big time.
That the community trust.
I was about to go there. When I looked at that board, I saw one color. And I saw a bunch of old people. Like, we need some color. We need some youth up in there, too. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Because make the world go on. You know, people will pass away and people will, you know, leave one day. And they have to be teaching us.
Right.
You know, I think I respect those who have been on that board.
Right,
at the same time, it is time for them to pass some of that knowledge on.
Right.
You know, share some of that power.
Not hold
it. It's 2021.
Yeah, a lot of people, they tend to hold it and just try to, you know, just keep it in that same little cycle.
Recycle it. Mm-hmm. Recycle it.
You better believe it. Yeah, I see them. So, you know, even talking talking about the people, it's important for the people voices to be heard. But unfortunately, a lot of us really just don't know how. So my question to you is, what can the people of Burlington do to help get their concerns heard? And how will you help the initiative to involve the residents in decision making?
I think what the residents definitely want to do is to stay involved. Know, if you don't know the answer, you know, contact your local officials.
Mm.
Once elected, if I am your city councilman, you already know I'm accessible. You know, you can contact me via Facebook, via my phone number, which is now public, or through the city.
Mm.
Your vote is good, but at the same time, me as a candidate or me as a elected official, and I'm fighting for us, then I need you to reach out to me with those concerns and just stay involved. Let's do some planning together. You know, just stay the course.
Right.
Vote, get me in, and stay the course.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what's up, because we definitely need to know that information. So, you know, even with that, what's the most important thing to you to help affect change in your district and also the city of Burlington?
I think financially.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of our issues, a lot of the problems that most of us face, and that's just probably a not even just people of color.
Right.
I think the issue is, you know, you have some that, you know, have the money mm-hmm. and have the resources to the money and have the, you know, right jobs to be able to create that financial stream for their family. And then you have some, and then the other side has just been left out, ignored. You know, they wasn't prepared. They didn't, you know, come through with generational inheritance where grandma left them money or mama left them money. They didn't inherit it. You know, so everything that they had to work for, including myself, you know, you got to go out there and you got to work and you got to find a way to make it happen. So I think when it comes to finances, I think that there should be more opportunities, more jobs available to where folks who maybe don't have cars can walk to until they can get to where they need to be. I think that economic development is really, really big. If you give a person an opportunity to find a job that's paying decent money, then they have an opportunity to fix credit, to save money, to be able to afford a house. That's a basic need, is having a place to call home.
Yeah,
that's something that everybody needs, everybody deserves.
Yeah.
So I think just giving them an opportunity to make more money, even down to Black contractors. You know, people of color, minority contractors,
right.
You know, some of those small business contractors.
Yeah.
Build some things here and let them have the contract. Let them show them how to bid on that.
Absolutely.
You know, instead of always using the larger the larger contractors and corporations, why not give some of that that work to somebody that's in our community, that's invested in our community?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like the people that live there, the ones that would care the most, you know, absolutely. I'm with that. And
where's the money going? back into the community.
It should be. That's what it's supposed
to
be.
Live here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even speaking of finances, let me give you a scenario. If you receive $1 million grant to use for the city in any way you desire, any way you want, what would you do with it and why?
Oh, that's a good one, Matt. If I received a $1 million grant from the city, what would I do with it? Mm-hmm. I would definitely invest, try to invest with it. If it was not a investment grant, I think I would just go ahead and do some of all those small things that haven't been done that does not cost a lot of money, mm-hmm. such as building those shelters at the bus stop for people that are waiting. I would do that. The greenways. Making sure that the roads are nice, adding some sidewalks to it. Mm-hmm. Even if it was just one or two areas, however much $1 million could get done as far as making the cleaning the city up.
Right.
You know, the one thing I would love to see with Burlington is when you enter it, you know, for us to have our stands, you know, like you at Burlington, have something beautiful that just shows that you're here.
Yeah.
We welcome you and you're here, you know, just a strong stand. So I think just a Burlington sign. It's one nearby in Brookside, I think going towards Hall River, but it's not really like noticeable. So those small things of making our town look good and making us look as one, I would do that if I had that $1 million grant.
Absolutely. Well, you heard it here first on the Highest Point Podcast. Give her that $1 million grant, whoever out there got it, so she can clean up the city, people. Like, for real, for real. That's what's up.
That's where it starts. I mean, who wants to invest in a city that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you attract investors if you got glass bottles, trash getting picked up? You know what I mean? Like, cleaning the streets is basic.
Yeah.
Making sure that it's clean and in that we can attract some things. I think the first thing is definitely cleaning up. Let's find the areas, identify, clean them up. And let's figure out what those people in that community. Let's find out personally, what do they want?
Right. Yeah. Big time. Big time.
I can't speak for every community in Burlington. You know, I know where I grew up at, Key Street, Jackson Park, Broad Hut will always be home to me. Mm-hmm. So that's where I always tend to go back to. Anytime I want to give back to my community, I give back to my neighborhood a lot. But there are other communities within Burlington. You got Morgantown, you got Apple Street, you got Short Road. You got so many.
Right.
So just find out exactly what those people want. If you give them what they want, then they're more likely to take care of
it. Right.
And to invest in it.
Yeah, big time. Big time. I agree with that so much. Now, I'm going to go to some current event that recently happened in Burlington. I'm not sure if you're aware of it or not, but there was a sheriff's daughter that got caught selling fentanyl, you know, an opioid.
Here you go.
And the person overdosed on it. And I know she was caught, and I believe she got some type of bond or whatever. But you know, what are your thoughts 20,000. On that? Yeah, 20,000. And like, what are your thoughts on that? And how can we help clean up those type of things as well?
My first thought is, you know, $20,000 bond. It seems like it's too low. You know, I've known people who have did less.
Right.
That have a higher bond in that. Drug abuse is serious.
Mm-hmm.
I take it serious. I have people that I know and that I support and that I know that loves me and I love them that are going through recovery.
Right.
So it's not a laughing matter. And my heart does go out to his daughter.
Absolutely.
And his family. But however,
the person that died.
The person that died also had a family.
Right.
Also had a mother. You know, they basically were you know, killed because of their addiction. You know, their addiction to drugs is what led to their death. And I think that everybody should be treated equally.
Right.
I think if it happened to someone with no money and did not have any parents that knew anybody or didn't have any connection,
right.
I think both of them should be treated the same.
Absolutely.
I think it's very unfair to give this lady privilege and give her a pass because she's the sheriff's daughter.
Right.
It sends the wrong message to everybody in the community.
Yeah, that goes back to the trust, you know, the community.
It goes back to the trust.
Yeah.
You know, and as a person that is upholding the law, even when it hurts, man, you have to uphold it.
Right, absolutely.
Even when it's ours, you know, you don't want that thing, right?
Yeah.
But making those hard decisions, those are hard decisions, but you have to make the hard decisions and do it with integrity. Absolutely. So to do anything that would give her more power than the average person, than the lady that was in your courtroom this morning with that similar case, to treat them any differently is wrong. And I feel like so much of the community has seen that happen so much. So it's a tragedy, but at the same time, you know, and like I said, but like my husband and I say all the time, you know, we watched the documentaries and crack hit in the 80s and
right.
Nobody had compassion for the crackhead.
No, not at all. It won't know, you know what do they call it?
The drugs are putting in our neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been killing people. I mean, you know, they are just now calling it an opioid crisis now.
Right.
But crack has been a crisis. Crack been killing people that we know. It's been destroying families.
Yes, it's impacted not different people. Like it, crack impacted Black people, people of color more. The opioid addiction impacts white people, you know, more. So that's when it becomes a crisis. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you, even though that you're running for council, you're not afraid to speak on those things. That's rare. That's rare. And that's something that we need. So, you know, definitely, please definitely keep that up. You know, I see your passion about what you're doing. And I know that was kind of on the darker side. So let's go ahead and liven it up.
It was. Go ahead and liven. You did your homework.
Oh, yeah. And so talking about that. So tell us what makes Burlington a great, you know, city to live in. What's great about Burlington?
I think what's great about Burlington for me is the fact that it's family, you know. Kind of whatever neighborhood I go into, wherever I, you know, just growing up and even down to now, you know, it's all family. You know, it's a very family oriented, generational thing for, you know, our families to be here. And it's one of those things where everybody knows everybody.
Right.
So for the majority, everybody else's family is your family.
Absolutely.
I think we've done well with keeping that. You know, of course, there's some times when things happen.
Right.
But for the most part, I think we come together, you know, just thinking back on those Stop the Violence. It was people really like in our organization with Women Empowering Women who did not stand with me when I stood and said, y'all, it's a problem.
Right.
Like, it's a problem with us. It's happening in our community and nothing is getting done. It was, people were scared. You know, I think maybe we had about seven girls in our organization at the time, and only two of us showed up.
Wow, yeah.
And Shonda, thank you for doing that. Shonda Davis showed up with me.
Salute to
you. Everybody else was like, no, you're crazy. Like, we can't do that. I'm scared of my safety.
Right.
No.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't be scared. Being scared is not going to invoke change. So, you know, we got to go ahead and step out there out of our comfort zone and just go forward. So, you know, even just wrapping up the show here, why should the people of Burlington, you know, vote for Dawana Bigelow?
I think you should vote for me because I am a symbol of hope. You know that, for one, I try to do what's right, regardless of the person, the color. I mean, if you people listen to this right now, I can tell you I've lost friends that I love dearly over principle.
Right.
You know, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to stand by my word. Regardless of who it is. You know, my mom gave me that, that thing of when you're wrong, you're wrong.
Right.
I can still love you, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to correct you. And hopefully we can get past those differences. So you have somebody that is going to make the right decision that's going to try. I will make mistakes, but I'm going to wholeheartedly always try to do what's right and not have those biases of who it is, what color they are, where they're from.
Right.
I really do have the community.
Absolutely.
At heart, all of the community, and especially the community where I grew up from, where I didn't have the opportunity, you know, based on the stats of my community in East Burlington, I'm not supposed to be in, you know, in this place, in this spot, you know, I'm supposed to, you know, have some kids and probably be on welfare and, you know, just in the streets.
Yeah.
Those were the stats that would be for a female that came from where I came. And for a male, of course, Matt, you already know. Yeah. When you're in those areas.
Absolutely.
You know, for the males, it's sell drugs, you know.
It's a trap.
Do dope or go to prison.
Yeah, it's a trap.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I take it seriously of having the platform of being able to say, I'm from here. I know what it feels like. Look, if I move for 20 years somewhere else, I will never forget the experiences and the things that I've seen that were not right, that were ignored in my own neighborhood growing up.
Absolutely.
So I have that lived experience. I understand totally why the people who feel left out, including myself, feel the way they feel. So you have representation.
Absolutely.
With me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Integrity, representation. And I feel like I'm a bridge keeper. You know, I can bridge.
Right.
I have a way. Matt, just kind of like you. You know how you just have that natural thing that you can just vibe with anybody.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter the color. It doesn't matter. You know, me, you talk about politics at City.
Right. Yeah. Years ago.
We were always engaged.
Yeah.
We go back and forth. We were always engaged and always willing to talk to. It didn't matter if it was a Hispanic, if it was a, you know, Arab, it was a white girl, black, you know.
It don't matter.
It matter to us.
Yeah.
So we have that thing, right?
Yeah. About
and
the
I think
people.
That's what's going to unite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about the people. So, I mean, definitely, you know, West Burlington, but most importantly, East Burlington, you got to show out for DeWanna, yo. Like, this is what the city needs. So, you know, you got the information. You know, I definitely appreciate you joining the show today. You know, this is so important to get this information. I've been educated. I've been inspired. And I hope everyone else has as well. But, you know, we got to go out here, not alone just be inspired, but go put our feet, the boots to the ground. Go out there and do your voting. Make a difference. It's your city.
Thank you, Matt.
Absolutely.
And look, you can find me on Facebook at Bigelow for a Better Burlington. No, excuse me. On my website is www.bigelowforburlington.com. www.bigelowforburlington.com. If you want to read my platform, if you're interested more in what I have to say, you can also find us on Facebook at Bigelow for Burlington.
Bigelow for Burlington. Definitely respect. Thank you so much for joining the Highest Point Podcast. Everyone, until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
Amen.
The Highest Point Podcast.